flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yesterday, as I understand it, Migs, you had to run an errand that normally is your wife's business that she handles, but you did it.
And now I understand why she does it and I don't do it, and that is grocery shopping.
I don't do it for my house either.
It is the worst experience of my entire life. Danny, do you do the grocery shopping?
We do it together, Steve.
I have done that. We'll do, like, sometimes Tatum wants to go, and I'm like, I'll go too, because then it's fun.
Sure, I love grocery shopping.
Although, that's how we annoy my wife, like, that, because Tatum and I are like, ooh, let's get that. Ooh, let's get that. We are not good for her. Like, she's like, you guys made the grocery bill go up $70 because you want everything.
She has two children. I get it.
Yes. 1,000%. I don't know which one's the older of the two either. So Tatum has like a stomach bug. She's just not happy. She didn't want mom to leave her side all day yesterday. So she's like, I haven't left the house. We still haven't got any groceries, or we have nothing to make. And so she's like, I'll just order, do the online thing, and then you can go pick it up. I'm like, just give me the grocery list. I'll get it. Don't worry about it. I'll take care of it. How hard is this? I'll go to the Safeway. She gives me the list. And I swear to you, this would probably take Sid 30 minutes to do. I think it was definitely over 90 minutes for me.
For how many things were on this list?
I don't know, like 20-ish. I don't know. It wasn't a lot. It wasn't a lot.
Did you get lost, Steve?
Danny, I went down every single aisle probably 7 or 8 times to find things because I couldn't find it. I'm staring at like products. I'm like, why can't there just be an app that tells me what aisle it's in? But like, you know, maybe there is, and I was just too stupid to even figure it out. It got so bad at one point. I'm looking for freaking broccoli slaw. I'm like, I don't even know what aisle this is. But I find coleslaw. So I'm like, well, it's got to be next to the coleslaw. It's nowhere near the coleslaw. I'm like, so finally I look, I'm like, I give up. I can't do this anymore. This is the last thing I need to get. I've been here too long. So I look at this lady who I thought worked there.
Oh, no.
I said, I'm like, excuse me, can you tell me where the broccoli slaw is? She's like, I don't know where it is. I'm like, well, don't you work here? She's like, no. And I'm like, oh, I saw the vest. She's like, no, I work at a furniture store. I'm still wearing my work vest. And then she like turns her body and I see the logo of the furniture store. And I'm like, I'm so sorry. I've just been here a long time and I don't think I'm ever going to leave. Met a couple of listeners while I was there. They probably thought I was insane because I'm like going down every aisle multiple times. I don't know how people do this.
That is my literal nightmare that gives me the worst anxiety is being in a store and not knowing where things are. And I have called Brad from Costco. Rather than ask someone that works at Costco, where's this thing? I will call my husband and be like, where do you find the frozen berries?
Oh, I FaceTimed her in one situation because I'm like, I'm looking at all the broth. I can't find the one that you wrote down. And I'm like showing it. She's like, like, yeah, just look two things up. I'm like, oh, there it is. Gotta go. I was like, I don't want to keep FaceTiming her and bugging her. But I've seen other people do that as well. Like, it's other on FaceTime with their significant other. So I know I'm not alone in that.
I mean, I'm impressed that Danny and his girlfriend do it together. Because, I mean, I don't even like to do it with Brad. I just like him to do it.
Yeah, that's always been like my favorite thing is just going to the store and like she sends me off on my little missions. She's like, oh, go get this, go get that, go get the other. And I'm like, yeah, I feel like a spy.
Like a secret agent.
Yeah.
So she says, of course, Danny loves grocery shopping. He steals produce.
It's true.
Oh, yeah.
On purpose? Oh, wait, that one time.
I stole one jalapeno one time. That was 30 cents.
So are you allergic to asking employees for help? The one time I did, it turned out I wasn't even an employee.
And then
there are some people who are walking around who I don't know if they're employees or if they're like the shopper, like the those...
Like Instacart or something?
Instacart, yeah. So I'm like, I don't even... I don't know who to ask.
Around the holidays, too, it's really hard to find an employee anywhere just because they're so busy. Like, usually everyone's checking people out.
And I don't know about you guys, but some grocery stores, I feel like they're not wearing the same things. Oh, it's not like, I mean, maybe they have a name tag, but if you don't see that, they just look like someone who's shopping as well. So I'm like, I don't even know who's working here.
Well, shout out to Sid and Brad and all the other spouses that do the grocery shopping for the household.
Yeah, shout out to George.
George does it. I was wondering.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Can you imagine her trying to find anything in a grocery store?
Well, I will say.
This we could also play a game of what does George not do?
That's true.
For the household. This one time, okay, this makes no sense to me. He, you know, I decided to go grocery shopping because he had a long day. And on the list was green onions. So I'm looking at all where the other onions are. Not realizing, I'm like, none of these onions are green. This does not exist. Like, I freaked out and then realized it's a long thing in a different section. And I'm like, well, that's a stupid name then.
It's like the broccoli slaw not being next to the coleslaw.
Right, it makes no sense.
And my wife wrote down for one of the things, onion. There is a yellow onion, there was a white onion, and there was another onion.
And there's a green one.
So when I got back to the house, she was like, why'd you buy three different onions? I'm like, I didn't know which one you wanted.